Bill O'Meara here with Cooper Hurley Injury Lawyers. I do want to take just a minute here to help guide people who, whether they're drivers or pedestrians, who have been injured or even just suspect they may have been injured by a rideshare driver or a food delivery service driver, whether that be DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, Postmates, Uber, and Lyft, the two most popular ones. Those types of personal injury cases, while it have many of the same aspects and qualities as your standard car accident personal injury case, where you can claim damages for medical bills or lost wages or your pain and your inconvenience, there are some wrinkles with these cases under Virginia law that make them unique. And in some ways, they can be favorable twist on the law that may actually assist in you getting paid fully and fairly for what's happened to you. So if you're a pedestrian, you're driving in Hampton Roads, whether it's Chesapeake, Virginia Beach, on the peninsula, wherever it may be in Virginia, these rules would apply to you. But it's very common to get an accident and you see that sticker in the window that says Uber or Lyft, and you may or may not see passengers in the back. So you suspect, or you may know, that the driver that hurt you, that caused this accident, is involved in ride share or food delivery services. There's some legal questions about what insurances apply and what insurances apply first. Is it the insurance for the driver of the vehicle that might have been doing an Uber Eats at that moment? Or is it the insurance for Uber itself or Uber Eats itself that would apply to your accident? And that can make a big difference in the amount of insurance coverage that's available to you. So if you suspect that you've been hurt by a food delivery Uber driver, the first step is to take a look at the accident report. Under Virginia law, if a rideshare or food delivery driver is involved in an accident, the police officer is supposed to fill out an extra special page on the report that will spell out for you who the rideshare company is or who the food delivery company is, so that you know who to make your personal injury claim against. Now, officers don't always catch it. It may not be obvious to the officer in the moment. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't fault the officers for missing this from time to time, but just because that special page is not included in the accident report doesn't mean you weren't hurt by an Uber driver or a food delivery driver. So it does require some additional investigation, especially if you see that sticker. What we can do and often do as we deal with these cases on a very regular basis is we will write the suspected company and ask them, was this person driving for you at the date and time of the accident? And they, by law, have to keep track of these logs, and they have to disclose this information to us. And if the app was engaged at the time of the accident, whether it be just to go pick up some passengers, or because the passengers were in the car and they hadn't terminated the ride yet, or they engage the app because they're on their way to pick up some food to then deliver to somebody, well, then they are now on the insurance of the food delivery or rideshare company, which can be substantial insurance. It's typically $1 million in the case of Uber and Lyft. It can sometimes be a little bit less if it's a food delivery service, and it's, by law, can even have, the amount of insurance can be dictated by how heavy the vehicle is, for example. So there is a lot of nuance to it. There's a lot of details that need to be looked into. But if you suffer catastrophic injury and you suspect that it was in fact a food delivery or rideshare company, or you know it was, then additional investigation needs to be done. And we need to sort out and figure out what insurances and the amounts of insurance that may apply. Another example would be the person had an Uber sticker on their window, but the app wasn't engaged. They weren't driving for Uber, they were driving on their personal affairs. Or the app was on, they just hadn't accepted work, either a ride or a delivery yet. Well, then a different amount and far less insurance likely applies in that situation. So we have to be able to look into that and smoke that out for you to determine how much insurance is available to pursue for you to make sure you get paid fully and fairly. So if you've been hurt or suspect you've been hurt by an Uber driver, a rideshare company, or a food delivery company, we'd strongly encourage you to contact us here at Cooper Hurley Injury Lawyers. We'd be happy to look into it for you and talk over your options with you.